The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Take your leadership to the next level. It's time for the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute.
Hi, this is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. I'd like to reflect on with you at the moment here a quote by Rick Warren. The first job of leadership is to love people. Leadership without love is manipulation. It's possible that when you hear that quote, you wince, or some old pain that you experienced under the loveless leadership of others is brought to the surface. If so, I ask the Lord right now just to touch that and heal your pain. I think we've all experienced loveless leadership, and some of us certainly have demonstrated it as well. I can think of examples in my own life where I have not been motivated by love in my influence. And thank God I've recognized those and asked Him and others to forgive me. I think we're talking about motivations here. Why is it that we do what we do? And love is a motivation that cannot be improved upon. Love is the motivation that God so beautifully illustrates as primary and as preeminent, I think, in the Scriptures, particularly in 1 Corinthians 13. That's the kind of love that we want to demonstrate in our influence over others. Leadership without love is manipulation. Let's don't focus on that. Let's focus on putting love inside of our influence and letting that be the reason why we do what we do. We stand for the things we stand for, and we behave in an exemplary way. Leadership that is led by love is the highest and most true influence that we can have on other people. I want to encourage you today to weave love into every fabric of your leadership and be a blessing to others, as we're encouraged here by Rick, as we're encouraged here by Rick Warren to do. Blessings to you as you're going forward. This is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. If you'd like to contact me or us, please do so at fxmissions.com or on most social media outlets at fxmissions. Have a good one.
This has been the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute. If you have a leadership question, send it to feedback@engagingmissions.com. That's feedback@engagingmissions.com.